Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Everybody sliding into my DMs wanting to know what you and I are going to do for the Kentucky-Georgia football game this weekend.
Get drunk.
All right, so my Kentucky Wildcats. Are going against your Georgia Bulldogs.
One of them is ranked number one. The other one is Kentucky.
But both are undefeated.
That's true.
Yes.
And it won't be the typical drunk fest that is usually tailgating at Athens because we're taking my son with me this time. I don't know. I don't feel like the stakes are really, really high on this game.
Why not?
Because Georgia won two championships back to back.
Okay, and we are playing in Athens, behind the hedges.
Yep,
and that is a very, very tough stadium to win an away game in.
I have never been to Kentucky for a game, and I've never attended a Georgia game with Kentucky fans. So I'm not exactly sure what to expect from Kentucky fans. Like when Tennessee fans came into Georgia, they're a little jerky.
Yeah, no.
I'll tell you that.
We're not, because we don't have that kind of storied history.
Okay, a little more humble.
We're just grateful to be there. we were just stoked to get the invite, man. But no, I mean, Kentucky's ranked number 20 right now.
Okay.
It should be a good game.
I'm honestly, so this is going to be the first time that my son is attending a game in Athens, and I've been dying to take him. His first Georgia game was a national championship and they won. God, what a soft kid. But he hasn't been to Athens, and I really wanted him to see that. And it works out just great because this was part of a present that I gave Kristen that I didn't really think she was ever going to take me up on. I wouldn't have to spend the money.
For my birthday, he gifted me a pair of tickets so Bart and I could go to Athens and watch Kentucky and Georgia play, which we've been multiple times. And for the record, Georgia fans are nice. Like, every time we go, we get treated really well. And even the time myself and my girlfriends went years ago, when we finally beat Georgia after 30-plus years at Georgia, all the fans were congratulating us.
They must really hate Florida fans, because every time I'm around Georgia fans, I just get barked at.
Yeah, it's different.
They don't even speak English. They just bark at you.
That rivalry is different.
Yeah. Right? Uh-huh, yeah.
But I always feel a little bit responsible. I think you fall in one of two camps when you have a visiting team in your home stadium. Mm-hmm. And it's either like, you want to represent your state and you want to represent your fandom well, so you want people to leave that stadium and leave the state feeling good about Georgia, or you go the other way and you're just a complete a-hole.
And it's why we've been back. Like, this will be my third time seeing a game there. Or no, my fourth time.
Is it?
Yeah, my fourth time seeing a game there. And it's because y'all are nice.
Yeah, I want people to leave the stadium and leave the state feeling good about Georgia.
Now, there are other stadiums I've been to, and that is not the case, and I will not be going back, and Tennessee is one of them.
Yeah, they are tough.
Right? Are they rivals, or Tennessee just like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. No, I mean, Kentucky and Tennessee are pretty, it's like Florida, Georgia,
okay.
Kentucky, Tennessee. And then, speaking of basketball, I will never go to the Dean Dome again. because of the way we were treated.
It's just that those rivalries, like a North Carolina and Kentucky, just brings out the worst in people because it is such a storied history. But UK and Georgia, while they've been playing each other for God knows how long, it's probably 50 years or something like that. Honestly, Kentucky hasn't been good enough for it to be a rivalry in football. So it doesn't have the same passion.
Exactly.
What happened at the Dean Dome? Did they not offer you their cheese and crackers?
With my wine?
Yeah.
Exactly. No, I mean, it was the Gillespie years. And so we knew we probably weren't going to win. But we were living in North Carolina at the time and got tickets to the Dean Dome. And it's like, of course you want to go because that is like one of a historic stadium. And I mean, this one guy was sitting next to me and North Carolina did something. I mean, they did something great. He literally got up in my face and screamed in my face. And I'm like, this, I don't know, like congratulations, good job on your dunk, but there's no reason for you to like literally get in my face and scream in my face. And people were yelling stuff at us as we were leaving the stadium. I mean, like y'all, like they beat us. So it you didn't really need to.
Don't say y'all, I ain't part of that.
Well, yeah, but like, so yeah, they were just, and then, man, I've had some rough encounters with Indiana fans.
Really? They're like the nicest people in the world.
Yeah.
Really?
One guy was screaming at me, he was spitting all over me, and I was like, yikes. Listen, I cheer, whatever, but like, please don't spit on me.
Maybe that's the way that Hoosiers say hello to each other.
And I'm sure people have had rough encounters with Kentucky fans because I know we are rabid. And if you ain't us, you hate us. Like, it's known, like, people do not like Kentucky fans. So I get it. It goes both ways.
We'll have a good time this weekend. And for me, like, it's just hanging out with you and Bart. And
I'm excited.
So am I. I really, really, really am. Because there's something very special. If you're listening to one of our cities that's not an SEC city, there is just something very special about tailgating in the SEC. There's some, you know, like, there are other states where it's pretty awesome also. Like, I went to a Penn State game one time, was blown away.
Oh, Ohio State knows how to tailgate.
Ohio State knows how to do it also. But these rivalries and this, the way the SEC parties before and after, it's just a really special experience. So to be able to hang out with some of my best friends and my son that day, it's going to be really awesome.
So no bet this year.
Do you want to?
I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
I was just...
Huh? You wanna bet?
Someone's gonna wear a diaper. Again.
I still have mine on from 2 weeks ago.
The Burt Show.